Hello everybody, it's Mr. Tall 23 back in our video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. In this video, I want to talk about the subject of separation. We believe in the importance of separation from the world. That is that we as believers, being the children of God, are called to be a holy people, separate from this world. The way which we live is to be different from this world, and we are not to have fellowship with wicked people and partake in the wicked deeds of this world. The most important passage on separation is the following. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 to 18. It says, "Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty." So first we have a clear command, not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. That is not to have fellowship with the unbelievers of this world as opposed to our brethren in Christ, for there is no agreement between us. Therefore God commands also in verse 17, "Be ye separate, and touch not the unclean thing." It is a command from the Lord. Refusing to be separate, refusing to be holy and set apart from this world is a sin. We are called to be holy in the way which we live. As it's written in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15 to 16, "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy." The word holy simply means set apart. That is, set apart from the wickedness of this world unto God, who is holy, who is different from this world, being without iniquity. We should make an effort as Christians to therefore keep ourselves away from anything which might be against the word of God. It's written in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 to 12, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." Just as we are told not to be yoked unequally with unbelievers, but to be separate from them, we are told also not to have fellowship with the works of darkness. When the people of this world do things that are contrary to the commandments of God, we are not to tolerate it, but we are rather to reprove it. There should be no love or desire for what this world has to offer, because as Jesus said, we have been called out of this world. In John chapter 15, verse 19, "If you were of the world would love his own, but because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." The Bible defines this term of the world, which is often used in the Bible, in 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, it says, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Therefore we are commanded not to love the things of this world, which are those things that are contrary to the will of God, the wicked lusts and the pride of man. Instead, we are to separate from the fellowship of this world and to reprove their wickedness. We are in the world for the purpose of preaching the gospel, of fulfilling the great commission that Jesus has given unto us, that people might be saved, but we are not of this world, and therefore commanded not to be like this world. So thank you everybody for watching. This is actually the last video in the Basic Doctrines of the Bible series. So I'm finished with the doctrines. I think 32 is a good place to stop. Of course, there's other doctrines which we could touch on but are not really basic doctrines, things that would go more in depth. And that's why I make videos on this channel, some videos which are very long. And this series, the purpose of the series was just to go through a basic, I guess, 4 to 7 minutes about explanation of these basic doctrines, just using scripture and just explaining them very quickly, so to help you understand these doctrines and what we believe as Christians. So this is the end of that series. So from now on, you won't see them anymore. This is episode 32, Separation. Thank you everybody for watching, not just this video, but the whole series, and goodbye.